Hi, I'm Misha Brown, and I'm the host of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop. Each episode, comedians join me to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Follow The Big Flop wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me is the delectable and delicious Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hello.
First of all, congratulations on having your sperm chosen to be Lala's baby daddy sperm. That's an amazing honor.
That sperm's inside Lala right now, recapping everything. It's like, fuck these people.
Okay, so the uterus opens up where there's like five sperm like walking around. It's like, listen, sperm, if you've got time to lean, you got time to clean, am I right?
Let me tell you, I looked around at all these other spermatozoa and this egg, and I said, you might as well be Rand's baby because none of you have chins, am I right?
And then I looked at that zygote and I was like, at the end of the day, you get nothing for nothing, am I right? So we're here to talk Vanderpump Rules. It's been a big week of Vanderpump for us for our bonus episode, which you can get on Patreon, patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. We did an overview of the first four episodes of Vanderpump Villa, and then we have a recap of Vanderpump Villa episode 5 that was originally, we were moving it around, and it's going to come out this Thursday. And so if you've been watching that on Hulu, go listen to our recap, because that is a show. And then we also have The Valley coming up tomorrow, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I just wanted to give you a heads up about all the Vanderpump things happening right now. And then, of course, come see us at Netflix as a Joke in 2 weeks. That's going to be amazing. And also London, Dublin, and Birmingham. All the tickets are on watchwhatcrappens.com. And if you forget what our Patreon is, it's also at watchwhatcrappens.com. So that is all the news that is fit to speak. And now let's dive into this Vanderpump Rules episode. It opens with Trixie channeling her inner Kesha with a song that is a complete lie when it comes to this show, which is, it's a long road to our dreams, but there's hope when we believe. We can make it, look in my eyes. These are the best days of our lives. Literally, when it comes to this cast, the road to the dreams is never ending because they're never going to achieve them. There is no hope, even despite what they believe. They cannot make it. You cannot look into their eyes. And these are really the worst days of their lives. So,
yeah, I think, you know, honesty in music might be even better. I would just like a song on Vanderpump Rules. It's like, I gave up my dreams a long time ago. I realized they were all a no-go. Now I'm just starting fights with other hoes to keep a job in my farmhouse.
That would be accurate. And it's also very lovely.
Isn't it? Why am thoughtful. I so red-faced today? Do you think it's because I'm in a purple shirt? Or do you think that I've lost so much skin from these chemical peels that I'm just going to be Louis color now?
Maybe you're just like embarrassed about like how good your song was.
I've watched so much Vanderpump Rules themed shows this past couple of days for this show that I'm turning pink. Dang.
If it's any consolation, I'm sort of like orange hued. So I think that like it's just maybe we just blame it on StreamYard. Who knows?
I'm oddly toned today. Sorry, everybody. And by sorry, I mean not sorry at all. I am who I am. Suck it, batch. That's my song for this show. Okay, so we're at the Kyle Chan showroom. Glad Kyle Chan's getting something out of this deal. Is there a friend who has ever merchandised better than Kyle fucking Chan? Bro, every single season, Kyle Chan is on this show hawking his wares. Are discounts on diamonds really this big to you people? Like, my God, they really love their Kyle Chan just for a discount every decade when they get married.
I just love how he's probably so excited for the brand awareness and the publicity, not realizing that every moment that he's on Vanderpump Rules, he's actively undermining any sort of brand he might have. Because you know that if someone sees like, oh, that's a cool ring. Where is it from? Kyle Chan. I was like, oh, no, I am not touching. I'm not touching that Tom Sandoval influenced ring right now.
None of it hasn't really worked out with anybody. I mean, that's where the Bubbas got their ring. That's where the Sheena got her Shea ring. That's where they all get their rings. You know, it's like cursed. Kyle Chan is cursed. There, I said it.
So Sheena's doing like a selfie and everything. And she's like, yeah, so like we're at Kyle Chan's store. And like we're here to shoot my Good as Gold music video with like the 27s. I can't wait for you all to see it. Peace out.
Sheena's vlog. I laugh every single time. I don't know why. I think it's just because it's like, Sheena's vlog. Because everyone else is like, look, I'm making an Instagram story. But not Sheena. She's like, it's Sheena's vlog. Hi, everybody. Right now I'm standing in front of stairs at Kyle Chan's place.
So Lala and Ariana arrive and Brock is there, a lot of hugs and everything, and Sheena's like, I just got like Katie's text and she's like not coming. I'm like, wait, why? And she's like, well, I'm like, what happened? And she's like, oh, I'm like on my deathbed. And I'm like, are you like really sick, or are you just like trying to avoid Lala after that big fight? I'm like, I think she's probably trying to avoid this like garishly gold space, because Katie right now only dresses in like black sweatshirts. She's like, I don't want to.
Well, also, it's avoiding, you know, we all see pictures of ourselves. Facebook's like, hey, remember 12 years ago? And they show you a picture 12 years ago and you're horrified. I mean, imagine that, but it's a Good as Gold video. Like, really? That's embarrassing in current times. Could you imagine in 10 years? Nobody needs that in their memories, Sheena. Okay. Also, no. Katie is really sick, and you know, because she sent a picture with her text, because the text was like, I'm on my deathbed. And then it's also a picture of Katie going like this with her hand over her face, posing like, like with a full face of makeup, looking gorgeous. She's like, I'm sick. Look how weak my is in stills.
I was curious about like what my Facebook thing was from like my memories are. Like what would be my memory today? So I went onto Facebook and here's what I have. This was in 2017. Just alerting everyone that I will be attempting to make a German pancake this morning. # home cello weekend, which is probably something I would post nowadays.
I'm trying to
look. And I'm also a picture of Pumpernickel.
I'm looking for Matt and Michael because I saw, okay, here's the text to them. So the other day I got one. That's why I was thinking of the Facebook memories and how horrifying they are. I got one of us doing this gay scavenger hunt 12 years ago, 2012, April 14th, 2012. We had to dress in costumes to do this gay scavenger hunt in WeHo, and we were Boy Scouts. That's us. And actually, this is a terrible, can you see it on the video? This is actually a terrible example, because I actually look cuter here than I actually look cuter now than I did here, I think. So let me just say, whatever's happening,
I'm
winning, okay? I'm winning. God, I love you 12 years ago. Stay in the past, suckers, I'm better now. By the way, you're not going to hear that quote from anybody after this Good as Gold shoot. Okay, there you go. That's the last bit of self-confidence you're getting from me this year as well.
The point is that Katie was, what would that be called, like future casting? I don't know. She's anticipating. She's like, I've already had a lot of embarrassing Facebook moments, so we're just going to.
I have years of Tom being sent to me on Facebook right now, so no.
So anyway, I'm like now getting absorbed in my Facebook memories. I'm like, I remember that. Sheena is like, when I recorded Good as Gold, I never could have imagined that like 10 years later, I would be doing a music video for it. But like after being like back in the studio with the 27s, which was like the Kyle Chan of music, I just realized how positive music has been for me. And like, it just gives me this like creative outlet to just like let my feelings out. It's kind of like when I went like this.
This is such a better creative outlet than yelling at Brock and bathing suit stores. So then we see Burbank, and we know where James is, because
literally still makes me laugh. Like I was just sitting there just chuckling. I'm like, they just every single time they show that plane, it's like, they're not us assholes. Joking. We're not joking. We're not making it up. Like, they literally will always show that plane.
They're such assholes. I love that even on this show, they location shame people. It's so funny. So James and Allie, James is telling Hippie to sit. And Allie's like, James, you have to come listen to this. It's insane. Apparently, Rachel went on some podcast.
Some podcast by an old lady. I don't know. Her son was sitting in the seventh window of the eighth moon of the Saturn window and windowsill and stuff. So
I did her birth chart, and the birth chart climbed back into a womb. It really did not want to be born.
Bethany Frankel, everybody.
Like, what do you mean some podcast, huh? Just be with Bethany.
Some podcast?
What are you talking about? Just the podcast. All right, I started podcasts. All right, I'm the grandmother of podcasting. How dare you call me old? Okay, I'm not old. I'm classic podcaster.
I loved Allie's little some podcast shame. Only because Bethany did that. Bethany did that to us. So she's like, what? There was some podcast called Watch What Happens. I posted a meme and Andy Cohen left a smile on it. Like, I don't know. What's the matter? What's happening? What's going on? So I'm like, now you know what it feels like to be some podcast, Bethany Frankel.
Yeah.
But also, I think that Allie just genuinely does not know who Bethany Frankel is.
No.
You know, she's like, who is this person?
Yeah.
Was she a newscaster?
I mean, too, I think most people around Allie's age, Bethany Frankel is just some crazy ghoul on TikTok who's like eating, you know, shellfish out of a bag from a ice cooler in a hotel somewhere, going.
That's what they Bethany give you, fish in a bag. Isn't that crazy? You get fish. It's in a bag. You pull it out of the bag. It's got spices. Look at this. It's nuts. They give you plastic to put around your body because you get the shellfish on it. It's literally crazy right now. I'm eating
everything I hated in France. I feel like Bethany is like. I feel like Allie's perception of Bethany is like our perception of Margaret Thatcher growing up. It's just like an older woman who's somehow present in our lives, but we don't really get her significance and just know that she exists.
We just know that we're terrified.
No. We just know not to mess with her.
Could you imagine Meryl Streep playing
Bethany Frankel? Actually, that would you know, like, people
look
always
at me. I'm eating fish.
Mm-hmm. She would make Bethany wear glasses
in a hotel.
Meryl Streep doing Bethany, she would be like, "What's the matter? What's happening?
What's going on?
What's going on?" And for those who are listening in audio, I took off my glasses because that's Meryl Streep's big thing. And she puts on glasses and takes them off. What's the matter? What's happening? What's going on?
Okay, so they're talking about some podcast, and she's like, yeah, and she's even blaming Hippie's behavior on you. Like, what the fuck, James? Which Raquel does do, of course. She goes and says that James, like, abused the dog or something, and so, or taught the dog to bite and be aggressive or whatever. Mm. So James is like, oh, she thinks she's got this whole platform where she's going to talk shit about me, make me seem like a bad doggy dad. It's ridiculous. It's like, oh, just wait. It gets worse. Just give it a few episodes.
I can't believe she would say I'm a bad doggy dad. Hippie, stop licking your nuts, you stupid fat slut of a dog. I'm a good doggy dad.
Fat slut.
So Raquel, we go back to...
I was standing in line today at the grocery store. It was really long. So I was reading my trusty old Vanderpod recaps, which I read on the Instagram. And yes, I am talking very slowly because I'm trying to pull it up right now. And of course, I put Canderpod and was wondering why it wouldn't come up.
Wow.
It's like Kander and Neb Pod. It's like a podcast about Kander. The Spider-Woman. Okay, so Vanderpod recaps, I was reading today in line. Love you, thank you for your work. And it was another Raquel episode. I'm not going to get there. Okay, Rachel goes rogue. She's answering viewer comments, and she's like, I've learned so... I mean, look, it's just so long. It's just Rachel is still going on about how she feels. I'm being honest and truthful and being authentic to who I am and choosing to share that, and it's important... that I was part of the show and for all of my 20s, and it's a developmental process where eventually I can't stop talking about it, but I feel like it's unrealistic to expect somebody to completely disconnect. Oh my God, it was one affair. You're talking more than the entire affair lasted. I've never, good Lord, Be quiet. just take a break. I mean, I don't even care. It's not that she's saying anything offensive or anything, but as someone who doesn't even really hate Raquel, I'm just like, girl, aren't you exhausted from this? Do something else. Go outside.
Yeah, I agree.
I would say touch the grass, but I hate that saying. I think it's so incredibly demeaning to tell somebody to go leave their home.
Yeah. Go pick some blueberries, strawberries, boysenberries. Just do what Caroline Fleming would do. So we go back to the music video, and Lala is like, so do you feel like you're banging out after that podcast that dropped today? And Sheena's like, yeah, I've like been like literally going since like 7 a.m. So I like haven't listened to anything. Like I've only had like people text me, and like there've been like so many texts right now, but I've like not been able to catch up. So like I just haven't really listened. It's like, Sheena, you can just say I haven't heard it yet.
And
like,
we all know, like, I haven't heard it. Like, that's so many a fucking lie, because she had to drive here from Marina. So you know Sheena the whole way is like, oh my God, can you believe Bethany Frankel Raquel said this about me? What a bitch. I'm going to get blamed for this. Watch. I'm going to somehow get blamed for this. Everyone's going to blame me, and then the internet's going to be me. Sheena was the first person to listen to that shit. Give me a break.
No, if you think that Sheena was not listening to the Good as Gold emo remix all the way from Marina Del Rey to the farthest reaches of Chatsworth or wherever they are, like, you know, she's like, guys, we're good as gold.
That's her emo. Good point.
She was over and over again, you know, she was.
That's funny. Okay, so she is saying that there have been all these texts, and she's like, but from what I hear, she was saying that she and Ariana were acquaintances at best. And then we see a clip of Ariana saying, yeah, we spent a lot of time together. And then we see a flashback of Tom being like, Ariana, I got you a gift for your birthday, Raquel. As if this is somehow, I don't know that this is the best proof. I mean, that's just proof that Tom was bringing Raquel his girlfriend constantly, even though he was banging her.
Listen, they were not acquaintances, okay? They were friends. They were, at the very least, they were friends. And, like, this is some Kyle Richards rewriting history about friendships bullshit. Like, they were friends.
Well, she changes her story all the time. All the time.
And Ariana's like, when she says we weren't that good of friends, it's either her telling herself that so she feels better about what she did, or she's saying, I didn't think shit of Ariana the entire time. So Ariana's basically like, either way, it's bullshit, no matter how you interpret it.
Yeah,
so
Raquel's like, whole thing is like, I'm going to take accountability. That's what it's about, growing and taking accountability. We weren't friends. Okay, but you were friends. But we were friends. Maybe I said that yesterday, but I'm a different person than I was yesterday, and I take accountability for that. Okay. It's like she just lies, and then she'll change her story again and be like, but I was accountable, so it doesn't count now. That was yesterday. Like, that's not how it works, ding dong. Get out of here.
Jesus. Yeah, so Sheena's like, yeah, she said, Raquel said that, like, I had some sort of, like, savior complex, and our friendship was, like, equally beneficial, and as far as how much I helped her, and, like, she helped me, and she's like, I paid rent, I paid bills, and I'm like, bitch, you contributed, like, $1,000 to my $4,300 rent, and, like, you didn't pay for parking, and you didn't pay for cable, and you didn't even stock toilet paper, and you had sex in my bed. I love how much stocking supplies is like an ongoing trope on this show. Like, if it weren't for me, there'd be no pen in the drawers. And there'd be no toilet paper in the bathroom.
People are really into toiletries on this show to prove things, to prove that people are bad. You are bad with toiletry patrol. So, but also she's paying you $1,000 to house.
That's not nothing.
Like, I know that she gets somewhere to stay, but she's also like taking care of the apartment that you don't really live in so that you don't have to pay somebody to do it. Sorry, I'm flip-flopping all over the place. I know, but
that's fine.
You know, you can be wrong about most things, but also right about some things. And I think that's what's happening here.
But back to James and Allie. James is like, anything else I should know about from this podcast? And she's like, yeah, she says that she was upset after your breakup and she wasn't over you and she never actually loved Tom, which is funny because that's like not what she was saying last summer. I wonder how Tom feels. Allie, stop trying to transition to a Tom scene. Sorry.
But they're funny. So Sandoval's like, James is like, oh, well, Sandoval invited me to his studio space because he's, I'm going to his studio space because he's offered me the chance to open for his band at the El Rey.
Listen, I understand that Tom has lied to me, and as I have to him. But at the end of the day...
You get nothing for nothing, and that's all you can say for the life of the poor slut. A poor slut.
That's all you can say for the life of the fat slut, stupid maiden. I'm trying to figure out my relationship with Sandoval and our friendship, and was it ever real, and do we have anything that can be salvaged?
And Ellie's like, can we brighten this up? You're the one who brought it up over there.
I know, little Miss Muppet. So she's like, this is really depressing. Here's something fun. Lala's doing a sperm donor party, which is so cool. Your friends get to pick out your baby. That's cool. No, Ellie, the sperm party is not for like 2 more days. You can't transition to it.
Can we line this up? Lala's going from having a baby with the guy with the casting couch to having a guy whose last load was like literally dropped on his couch.
Lala's going from having a baby on the casting couch to having a casting couch for the baby. No, don't do Seinfeld, Ali.
What's the deal with sperm donors?
Ali, it's not enough for a joke. You can't transition. You gotta have something to go through that. All right, from the top, Ali.
Can we line this up? Lala's going from having a baby with a guy who eats cheesecake to a guy who is a cheesecake. Da na 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 na. What is that? The Golden Girls.
You can't just go to the ending. You can't just do that. Come on, Ali. All right. Can we just lighten this up? Lala's going from having a man who eats fried chicken to having sperm near fried chicken. Ba 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 ba.
That's the Golden Girls.
You can't do the ending credits of Golden Girls. You can't conclude the show. We're at the first scene of Vanderpump Rules.
We bring fried chicken to Golden Girls. They literally never had a fried chicken or Golden Girls, you fat slut.
Cheesecake. Well, if you're going to do Golden Girls, at least use cheesecake and not fried chicken. Fried chicken has nothing to do with
it. Fine, line it up yourself. It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, la, la. Where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now, I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Okay, so then we go to Lala hanging out with Ariana. She's like, so I have something to ask you. Can I have my party for sperm donors at your house?
Ariana's like, yeah, I would love to, but now that Anne is gone, things are really terrible in here. So we see footage of life without Anne, and it's just like boxes and sludge and, you know, just like, I mean, like Hoarders, the producers at Hoarders are like, wow, that's pretty bad. I don't know if we could touch that.
Yeah, Anne hasn't really been there, but Billy Lee's crew's been over there a lot, so it probably already is kind of a sperm party.
Lala says, this is like a monumental moment in my life, and like we're picking my like future childs, and like who's going to be part of my life until I die, okay? And like I want to take the science jargon out of it a little bit. And then we see 2 weeks ago, like when she was at the sperm bank, and she's like looking in some sort of like cask that's overlooking frozen vials. And then Brian, the guy who's like really excited about this whole process, is like, look, potential babies right there. Whoa, that's a lot of science jargons that you're inserting into my baby's lives right now.
You said vials. That is so much jargons. Can we just take the science out of this?
Wait, is that Nick Biles' sperm in theirs? I could do that. Podcast game, recognized podcast games.
Brian's like, I'll tell you, we don't have to call them vials. We can call them future doctors, or we could call them past splooges. I'm not really sure what you want, but I'll call them whatever you want. I've dressed as Chuck E. Cheese for this one. Some people are into it. What can I tell you?
Now, that vial down there, not going to lie, that one's mine. And so is that one.
I think they're all his.
Actually, they're all.
I think they're all going to come out as Brian, you know? They're all different little Brians.
So Lala's like, I'm trying to figure out little ways where I can like look at this baby and say, you were brought here from so much love, and like it may look different, but love is love.
You don't get to take love as love.
I know. Don't just love as love for your sperm process.
Sorry, but you don't get
love as love is what you say to like stop people from gay bashing people. Not to like,
you don't get to make yourself the ultimate like tread upon over here because you fucked Randall once. Oh, by the way, we know that Lala was not married to Randall. Apparently we keep saying that they were married or they got divorced or whatever. We do know that they weren't married. It's just, I think she keeps acting like it so much that
they were,
it's just that way in our heads for some reason.
They were common slaw married, as in she had to endure him eating so much coleslaw with his fried chicken that they became married.
There's such a commoner slurping on slaw.
Common slurp. She's the common slurp marriage. After so many slurps, you just are officially married. Legally.
So she's like, yeah, love is love. And so Ariana's like, no, my house is filthy. You can't use it. So Lala's going to ask Lisa to use her house instead. So Allie's like, we cut back to Allie and James, and Allie's like, the sperm party.
They're still in their scene.
What?
They're still in their scene.
I forgot they had more of this scene going.
That's what you get when you try to conclude it with the Golden Girls theme song. Now look what you've done, Allie Bally.
So she's like, the sperm party is going to be interesting because Lala's been really venting about Katie. And like, you know, we see a clip of Lala telling Allie at that party. She's like, oh my God. And like, Katie's is like so unhappy slightly. And she goes, yeah. And they're like, so they're such intense personalities. I think they need to work it out.
I agree. Come on, Allie. The scene's over. Now you're quiet.
Doodly-doo. Doodly-doo.
We're not going back in time, Allie. We already had to.
That's Friends. All right. It's a little better, at least.
Why are you doing Magnum PI, Ali? All right, Ali, I'll give you that one. It's actually pretty cool.
So now we go to Schwartz's, and he's like, oh, look at me, just a little boy in the house. Oh, such a big house, just a little boy. He's like, Gordo, I know that you thought I don't know what you think is going on here, but I just want to be friends, Gordo. I'm sorry. You have to walk yourself. I'm not your dad. Good luck.
Gordo's like, get the fuck out of my face.
You've been flaking out on the dog.
So Sandoval comes over all sad. He has the look of someone who's just listened to Bethany's podcast.
Oh, God. And he's got his, man, like, super angry face on where he's, like, doing that, like, intense, like, open-eyed squint where he's like, oh, bro.
I am sorry. There's nothing in the fridge.
He's like, oh.
Slim Pickings up and making a point to keep my fridge beautifully stocked and well merchandised, but it kind of fell apart the past few weeks. I'm a little boy. Oh, no.
I used to at least have ranch in there, but Katie would overstay her welcome every time, so I had to get rid of it.
Oh, and then Joseph took everything else because she said something like, quote unquote, I'm going to make my own Olive Garden now. Oh. So Sandoval's like, sorry, I'm just like really shell-shocked right now. Like, Raquel went on a podcast and I just listened to it and she was like, I wasn't in love with Tom. And she's acting as though like she somehow got like the worst out of everyone. And like, I made changes in myself thinking that maybe one day like she would see all the work I had done on myself and like she would appreciate it.
Oh, the real victim is here. She did get it worse than everybody else. How did she not? I mean, she definitely got it worse than you did. I don't know if she didn't get it worse than Ariana or them, but she definitely got it worse than you. You
Sandoval, shell-shocked to hear that his fling was not a forever fling. Meanwhile, he's like has no time or space for Ariana being shell-shocked over like massive deception.
Which he already knows. He just wants to turn this into his own scandal where he can be the victim of somebody not loving him anymore. You know, it's like, oh really? Yeah. We're hurt? Who's more hurt? Me, the real victim. I got dumped by my mistress.
I know. I wasn't, like, fully ready to give up hope until I heard it from her own lips to go through all that and, like, not even to give it a shot for me to then cheat on her later on. Like, what was it all for?
So then we go over to Tom. Oh, no, Schwartz, first of all, you know, Schwartz gives such helpful advice. He's like, well, I guess she just wants to be heard, you know, but it's over. It's been over. Would you walk Gordo? I just broke up with him.
So now we're at Tom. And Lisa walks in like, business. Ooh, Logan, there you are. Where are the Tom and the Toms? And Logan's like, are you ready for brunch? You don't get to speak on my show, Logan. He's like, oh, well, yeah, I'm excited about brunch. Okay, good. If you're going to say something, then promote brunch. Good. Oh, Tom will never be pump, nor do we want it to be. Little tiny shrimp on salads can only live in one restaurant, and Tom is not the place for it.
But we can develop the restaurant part of Tom and add brunch to the menu. We want to keep the spirit alive, which is why we've brought crazy gays over and changed their shirts.
We are serving pancakes in the shape of pumptinis. So Schwartz is like, oh, well, oh my God, my friends, hi, I just walked in. Oh, no. Can we just get the hair out of the way first? Are you going to keep that hair or shall I shave it off you? Oh, Vanderpump Villa, now on Hulu.
So Logan's like, oh my God, you're bleach blonde. That fucking turns me on.
Okay, stop speaking. Get to the back, please.
Schwartz is like, so Sandoval is 30 minutes late, which he's always late. And anybody, you know, I think the word narcissist is overused. I think, especially since Salt Lake City, everyone's like, oh my God, narcissist. I know a narcissist because I've dated everybody's mother is a narcissist and everybody has dated every narcissist in the world. Like, it's overused at this point, is my point. Tom is definitely a narcissist, though.
Yeah.
And you know he is because this is the classic trait of a narcissist, constantly being late. Constantly.
Yeah.
That is really a sickness where you're just going out of your way to say fuck you to everybody else around you.
Yeah. Oh, can I say something? I'm a little worried about Tom. After that podcast came out, I think he listened to it in hopes that Raquel would say something nice. And Logan's like, she didn't. Quiet! Unless you've been in an opening credit and not named after an airport, I don't want to hear from you.
Listen, okay, as long anyway. As she's safe and well, who cares what she's got to say? I mean, listen, the only thing worse than what Raquel did is letting Bethany Frankel profit off of it instead of me. That's the ultimate, the ultimate betrayal.
And Logan's like, well, I'm sure he still has feelings for it. What? How many times? Okay, everyone who is not a dipshit who keeps on speaking, step forward. That's you, Logan. And so Schwartz is like, oh, well, I just told him yesterday the affair's over. People are moving on. But of course it's over. She's been away for 3 months. I thought, you know, he was in a lot better place, to be honest. I'm sad.
So then Tom Sandoval comes in. He's like, sorry, I was dealing with a lot, like being the most pained person in the world. Hey, is there anybody else here who's no longer in love with me? Just let me know now.
So, Tom says you're really unhappy because you listen to some podcast by some strange, wiry lady. Is that true?
What she said about me is bullshit. It's bullshit. I can't believe you said that. I can't even believe I'm even listening to it, but I need to because I need to know what's being said about me, Lisa. Lisa!
It's like, why are you even listening?
Come on, I have to, Lisa!
I love when he, like, sob yells at Lisa for asking simple questions.
But why don't you not look?
I don't want Sandoval to start spiraling after we just got him to a place where he's evening out. What could Raquel possibly have even said that is going to make anybody look at him in a better light? Oh, we all think he's awful, right? Anyone?
No. So then she's like, don't listen anymore. You're just going to torture yourself with parts 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and... Rachel gone rogue, Rachel gone to the circus, Rachel eating cereal. Oh, it's a podcast extravaganza. God damn, Bethany Frankel, I curse the day that woman ever found shellfish in a bag.
Well, by the way, I've got news, which is that Ariana did accept the offer, but now I'm like debating whether or not to sell or buy or like to sell the house or not. Cause like my offer was like 2 months ago and like my thoughts have like maybe changed. And he says,
such a piece
of course they have. Of course. He's like, well, Ariana took so long to get back to me that like now I'm on the fence of like, what? I am the fence. What? I don't, what was that? Anyway, I'm on the fence about whether to, I want to keep it all or, like, keep the house. Basically, he's like, he realized, oh, if I have to buy Ariana out, I actually have to have money to do that, and I don't think I can do that. So maybe I should sell this house.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what's happening. Because, you know, his offer, which he said, oh, it's full market value. It was probably full market value from, like, 6 years ago or whatever, paid in installments over the course of 50 years or something insane.
Yeah. So she's like, just sell it. And Schwartz's like, yeah, it's going to be, I'm going to be done with her for life, you know? So then Lala walks in. She's like, hey, everyone, everyone's good. Okay, everyone's good. And Lisa goes, no. Oh, okay. Well, may I host a sperm donors party in your homes tomorrow? I promise it'll be really sweet and lovely.
Well, there's going to be sperm all over my house. It's not even Ken's birthday, darling. Get it.
Listen, Lisa, no one's jerking off anywhere, so, okay? And Schwartz's like, are we invited? No. The only thing that comes from the straight men is the cums.
So let's see. So LVP is like, I don't want people throwing sperm in my house. She's like, I don't think you understand what I'm trying to say here. Lisa, I was like, but they'll be sperming in my house. No, Lisa. No, I know Pandy wears pashminas everywhere, but they're not to spooge onto. They're actually flowy and gorgeous and not to be used as Kleenex. I just broke Rosie of that habit. She would just walk up right behind Pandora and sneeze right into her every time. I said, have some respect. Not for Pandora, really. Sneeze into her face, but not the pashmina, darling. I got that in Paris.
No, Lisa, it's going to be a very beautiful sperm party, okay? I have the catering already happening for this party that I have not already planned at your place that you haven't already given me permission to. The catering's already been planned, and I have balloons. And, like, you'll each get a packets, and then you'll vote. On the balloons? No, on the sperms. I can't follow this party. It's so difficult. When does Ken jizz?
We're not even close to Christmas.
Get it! And so then I'm choking up. I'm literally like dying now. So Lisa like looks away disappointed. You have to talk. I can't talk right now.
So Lala's like, Lisa, I'm going to be edgy, okay? I'm having a cum party.
Gross, darling.
All right, I'm having a splooge fest. Disgusting. All right, we're shitting shot. It's like jizz on jackets.
Darling!
I'm even getting mac and cheese catered because it looks like jizz.
Darling, please!
So everyone else is going to choose your donor? including you. And Lisa just sort of like looks away and she goes, Lisa, allow me to be excited about this, okay? Because like I'm already like freaking excited. Lisa. And she goes, all right, fine. I give you, poor person, my rich person blessing. You can have your sperm party as long as I can make sure there are five planters in the middle of the table that no one splooges on.
As long as the father got enough to buy a CD or something afterwards.
I love her disappointment and just like going to find sperm. It's so funny to me.
Lala's like, how dare you judge Smith? Darling,
so,
you're basically having a baby so a man could buy a hot and ready.
What did Phaedra say?
Phaedra say?
All I do know is that that man needed it like $5 to buy like a hot, like a pizza. So that now we go terrible. To Tom and Ariana's house.
Shouldn't be laughing at that, Ben.
I will laugh at it even if it wasn't even my, even if you're trying to frame me. So Sheena and Brock go over to Ariana's house and Ariana's like, well, hi guys, welcome to this disgusting pit of humanity. Logan was at TomTom earlier and he said that now Sandoval's having second thoughts and he might want to sell the house, which is what I wanted from the beginning. And Logan also said that Lisa locked him in a back closet for talking too much, which was also really weird. I don't know about that.
Okay, where are we?
So we're at Tom and Sheena and Brock.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Sheena and Brock come over. Sorry, everybody. So Ariana is like, yeah. So Logan was with Tom at TomTom earlier, and now guess what? Tom's having second thoughts, and he might want to sell the house, and that's what I wanted from the beginning. This could have already happened. And they're like, oh, well, you need to clean up with some mess around here.
Yeah. So they're gonna go clean up. Because this place is a total mess. And Ariana's meanwhile saying that Tom is also apparently going through it about the podcast because Logan reported everything to Ariana.
Of course. That's why you have a gay in every place you go. You have to have your gay there. And Lala has hers over there too. And hers is also the Logan who we always yes. see bopping behind her just taking notes, you know, like little court reporters over there.
It'd be funny if their names were like Robert and Steven, and just like the show's like, I don't know, we just call the gays Logan. Like, my name's Robert, though. So Brock's like, well, if Tom's having a hard time with the episode 1 and 2, guess what? Part 4 is dropping tomorrow, which I love that, like, the episode's just like, just Bethany just squeezing out all that she can from Scandoval while equally, you know, complaining about reality TV and how it's like the nadir of humanity, and yet she is fully
and how abusive it is to people, especially women, when she takes someone probably in their most vulnerable state ever and just squeezes them for money. And you know, she's just telling Raquel or Rachel every day, like,
I really, so what are you gonna talk about now? You know what you should talk about? How you didn't love him in the first place. You did love him, you didn't. Did you?
Like, she's got to be filling this girl's head with so much crap that Raquel is still going on for this long every week.
Yeah. So she knows, like,
I just wanted to say on Rachel Goes Rogue, I'm eating. I love fish. It's fish in a bag, in an ice bucket, in a hotel. No. I'm eating. All right. You're doing it right. Say this is crazy. Fish in a bag. This
say everything crazy. I hated in France. Everything I hated in France. So Sheena's like, by the way, just out of nowhere, I have a new song with the 27s and it's called Apples. And then we see Sheena like singing a lyric where she goes, from up around you to a Jenna, I thought you knew better.
I thought it was going to be about the Apple Vision Pro.
I thought it was going to be about the enormous iPad I once saw her holding at the Grove. She's like, yeah, I got to go to the Apple store.
iPhones, iPad, I want to real bad. They're apples.
What's my iOS? You're the one who's a mess. Apple.
You're so bad at this, right? I'm never going to update. Apple.
Hey, I went from Yosemite to Siena. So tell me when ya gonna get into my car.
Fanta is not apple. Just where Randy grew up. It's apples. It's apples.
Apple, apple, apple. Because I just put this on iTunes. Because I look in your eye, that makes me swoons. Apple, apple, apple.
I'm
apple.
Drinking a Paloma while updating Sonoma. It's apples. It's apple.
It's apple. Apple, apple, apple. You're not making my final cut because I'm a pro. Apples, apples, apples.
I won't take apples. This crap. I'm deleting the app. I'm apples.
Okay.
Apple, apple, apple. I'm running out of storage.
I'm out of storage.
So therefore, for my food, I will forage. Apple, 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 apple.
All right.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Sheena is like, okay, well, the song that when I first wrote, it was only about Raquel, but then we wanted to extend the second verse, and we had some lines, and they were directed at Tom. So,
No, I'm just, like, trying to take a traumatic experience and turn it into, like, a nice piece of art. It's, like, very therapeutic and very catchy. You know, the sort of art where you rhyme Jetta with Betta. Yeah.
Okay, so then Brock is like, oh, what about the boxes? And she's like, my mental state is best in cleaner spaces, which is why I'm still writing songs about somebody else's affair that has nothing to do with me for a career that really didn't take off, but is led by a band named after the last year that I was alive when this dream was really an actual possibility.
You know what? Like, Ariana, you have, like, a lot on your shoulders, even though you're... interview look is an off-the-shoulder look, but, like, whatever. And, like, you seem like you can, like, you're doing amazing on Instagram. Like, you know, we see your Instagram. You've got, like, amazing boyfriend. You're on Dancing with the Stars, which, by the way, can you just put my name into it? Because I think we all know that situation. And, like, there's just, like, a lot that you're dealing with. Like, you know, Dancing with the Stars. Like, maybe you're not cut out for it after all. Maybe, like, you need someone to sub in. Like, maybe that could be me. I don't know. I just, like, wanted to come over and see if there was, like, anything I can help you with. Like, the Paso Doble. I don't know. I've just been training.
Tell them I'm not obsessed at all, which is why I didn't make a song about Dancing with the Stars. I'm really trying to get onto Dancing with the Cars now, which is why I'm writing rhyming things with Jada. So whatever, it doesn't affect me at all. Have fun on your little show.
Yeah, it's fine. I just am writing, you know, some like cartoons. Wait a second, cartoons, car play, car rock. I need a pad. Apple, 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 apple,
apples. Because they're apples. So then she's going through all the stuff. This house is a mess. Neither of these people are very clean people. And this does show that they really do need personal assistance to keep their life together, because otherwise it's pure shit. And Ariana's like, well, but this is because this is all his stuff. None of it's mine. I'm not cleaning it. Yeah, but none of it's great. Just get a maid. That's my advice to both of you.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Maids make people happier, you know?
Yeah. So Sheena's like, I've always known Tom and Ariana's house to be on the messier side, but if it's so messy now that she's not even wanting to have people over, like, that worries me that maybe she's falling into a dark place and maybe shouldn't be on Dancing with the Stars in the first place, you know? I don't know. It's just saying things out loud.
I mean, if you've got time to lean, you've got time to clean, but you definitely don't have time to double.
It definitely takes two to tango. Which I don't think Ariana truly appreciates, despite being on Dancing with the Stars.
How are you going to spin decks if you can't even win decks? All right? All right, guys.
So now Brock and Sheena just get into cleaning and organizing. They're just, like, going through stuff. And apparently there's, like, a room with tons and tons of stuff that's just been lying there. I think that just doesn't make it onto camera. And Sheena's just pulling out stuff. She's like, Christmas present? Has this been here since, like, last Christmas? It's, like, August right now. And Ariana's like, but I'm saving it. They're like, no.
Yeah, so it's kind of gross, and she just sits there and watches them, which, I mean, I guess they have to do something. It is a shortened season, but, I mean, wow. You can see why.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we go to Sandoval's rehearsal, and this is when I had to turn off the show for my own mental health. I literally turned off the television, and I went to the store. I couldn't stay here, because this is what it is. It cuts to Sandoval, and you just hear... Birds started crashing into my window. It was like the emergency broadcast system. I was like, is that an Amber Alert? The fuck is happening?
Yeah, he's doing some weird sort of falsetto with his like child band. And he's like, we don't want to sit and wait for fun. You can have any time you want. And he's wearing a t-shirt that says Dipped Out, which is a direct reference to the lie he told his friends and Ariana about like him and Raquel. Like it's like a t-shirt that's like broadcasting and leaning into the affair that he claims to be so tortured from.
Well, yeah, so, that's the thing. Like, he's sitting here crying on the show like he can't believe anybody's trying to profit off the scandal when he's totally doing it. I mean, my God.
Exactly. And, like, I feel like every time we brought up, like, oh, he's wearing the Thunder thing or whatever, it's largely happened off camera. And so this is something where he's, like, on TV, knowing the cameras are there, and he's wearing a shirt, like, in defiance, right? So he's doing this little rehearsal and everything, and James walks in with Hippie, and James is like, okay, so what's going on? Like, you've been the talk of the town today, so have you. Oh, Hippie's been the talk of the town. Guess what? I'm Bethany Franco, some woman. And so have you. You've been the talk of the town the past couple of days. Are you all right there, old man? How are you doing, you stupid fat slut?
It's been a tough couple of days, I can't lie, which is why right now I was rehearsing that song and had to use a fog machine for the end.
I know.
Really, you're using a fog machine on yourself at rehearsal, you fucking douche.
So James feels like a little bad for him. So he just is going to talk to him and everything because James has been there. You know, Raquel went on to shenanigans and talk shit about him. So he knows what it's like to be maligned by a bad guest. He's like, I know how much he's been going through as well. And Ariana would slap me if I said that too loud. Sorry, I'm the best little boy in the world. So Sandoval's like, dude, throughout this process, I like really tried to look out for Raquel. And like, I'm realizing now that I cared for her like way more than she cared for me, dude. Like, dude, I'm like listening to the shit coming out of her mouth. And I'm like, it's fucking bullshit. It's like so goddamn disrespectful, man. As he wears the Dipped Out t-shirt.
I know.
He's like, I care for her so much. I was trying to get her to leave her mental health therapy. And come back on a reality TV show so we can get ratings. I just don't understand, dude. It's so disrespectful.
It's so disrespectful as he is trying to actively kick Ariana out of the house after he's the one who cheated.
Yeah.
It's like she used me and now she's throwing me away. Throwing me away.
Gosh, that hasn't happened to anyone else in this cast or in your household, has it?
The only thing that would have cut... made this better was a cutaway to Ariana holding the Glad trash bags or whatever. What was the trash bag? It wasn't Glad. It was the other one.
Hefty?
Yeah.
So James is like, look, I just want this all in my past, okay? After the breakup, I went and lived my own life. I just seem like all of this comes to haunt me, and I just don't want to sit here and talk about Raquel. I'm done with this shit, okay? I'm done. And Sandoval's like, look, okay? I didn't even get any sort of closure, man. He's so ridiculous.
So he's like, oh God, fuck closure. She's working on herself. That's why you get closure from that, are you?
And he's like, yeah, well, come on, bro. I mean, like, she was working on herself when she broke up with you. Like, she's like so selfish. Like, and she was selfish getting involved with me.
I was like, oh wow.
She's the one who saw. I mean, like, look, I don't want to take up for Raquel, but
now he's turning it into she cheated. The way she acted towards James is now victimizing Sandoval. Wow.
But also, like, that Sandoval is accusing Raquel of being the selfish one in this duo when he was the one who was who cheated. He was the one who didn't even want to, like, end one relationship and move on to the other. He wanted to have the best of both worlds. And then he accuses Raquel of being the selfish one.
Okay, and then he's it. Like, and she also said that back in the day when she asked you to stop drinking and said she would break up with you if you didn't stop drinking, that she only said that because she assumed you'd never stop drinking. So she would get to break up with you.
That actually made me feel bad for Raquel. That made me feel bad for Raquel because it made me feel like she was trapped in a situation where that was the only way she felt like she could get out of it, you know?
Yeah. No, I.
Were you saying what kind of person?
No, just still not. Wait, about. I tried. Did you see? I tried for a minute. I was like, hold on, let me try.
No, I'm saying in that instance, I'm like, Sandoval's trying to say that. I'd be like, look how selfish she is. She would say that because she just didn't believe you could stop drinking. It's like, yeah, but let's not forget, James was terrible to Raquel during that time as well. So James is
But he's also just like, oh, James, you're not mad? Okay, you don't want to talk shit about Raquel? Oh, okay, well, she never even liked you and was trying to break up with you. Like, he's just so gross. He's a disgusting fucking person, man.
Sorry, I think I because there was like so many different people to be disgusted by at any given moment, I wasn't totally, I think I thought you were disgusted by someone else and something else than what you were disgusted about, because it's really hard to tell in this Lazy Susan of Office.
Oh my God.
So then James is like, okay, old man, you're going to try to make me feel bad. Well, guess what? She also said on the podcast that she was never in love with you, and she got with you because she wasn't quite over me. So, you know, I wouldn't put too much thought into that one, buddy. And he slaps Sandoval on the shoulder like, nice try. Nice try.
You're going to try and go low with James? Like, James is the master of that. And so he's like, well, I don't believe you were ever in love, and I think it was a fuck fest for 6 months. And he's like, dude. We would sit there for 5 hours talking about the need for batteries and drawers and pens.
And oh, toilet just paper get horny. Stocking,
bro.
No, whatever. You just would get horny. That's what you'd do. You wouldn't get it from Ariana, so you'd go downstairs and get your willy sucked by Raquel. That's all.
You have no idea what you're talking about, bro. I would literally go to her house, and we would literally spend, like, literally five or, like, literally six, like, literal hours together. And if we had for sex, that would just be, like, a little bit out of, like, literally the time that we were spending. I would, like, a small percentage of the time.
And James pats him on the shoulder again and goes, yeah, but you're a liar, though, Tom. You're a liar. You're a liar.
Come on! So that's just facts, so you're a liar. Because no, it's not the facts. It's your opinion. Your opinions are not facts. Fact. I look hot in fog machines. Opinion. I forgot.
I'm a bad guy.
Opinion, I'm a bad guy. Fact. I cry whenever I see windowsills. Hold on, there's a window.
Oh, but you know what? What you and Ariana had was true love, bro. Like,
you don't know, man. You don't know.
Bro, you looked me dead in the eyes for years and talked to how much you fucking loved that girl.
And he's like, but I did love her. I did. It's just like she can't keep up with the batteries. I mean, what are you going to do, bro? He's like, oh my God, it's like you forget what you've even said, Tom. That's how much you lie. Shut up, bro. Rewrite history in your mind and have all the fun you want in your fucking band. I'm not opening for you at this fucking El Rey because I've moved on to bigger and better things. My dog is named Hippie because I know George Michael.
This is a joke to me. I gotta go. Bye.
I like and when he goes, this is a joke. Your band is a joke to me. Just like hands to the band, and it just shows the band looking all sad. Like, we're getting paid to be here. How dare you, sir? Like,
a joke. We were told we would be going to Coachella. No, you're not, you stupid fucking stupid bat people.
That was Alcella.
James goes, he can't let go of the past, can he? I'm just waiting for him to get the clue. Or maybe he never will. I can see it now. He's like 75 at the Rock and Roll Bar at sunset doing karaoke and be like, boom, a dick flute comes out of the pocket. And he's like, I used to play this on national television. It's just like, dude, shut the fuck up. I'm like, that was a pretty accurate read, I would have to say. That's going to be what it is.
But it's also kind of funny that he's like dissing CBGB because he lives in the Valley now. He's like, disgusting, playing at a rock bar on sunset. In the Valley, we have sidewalks and medians.
When we play a gig, we're playing at Islands Burger Bar. So Sandoval's like, yeah, well, go push buttons on your laptop. What was that? You heard me. Say it to my face, bro. Buttons on laptops. Apple, 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 apple. Oh, sorry.
Don't call my band a joke, dude. I'm singing about this later.
You know, I mean, the joke is ultimately on Sandoval, because say what you will about James Kennedy, he did open up at the Neon Festival at Coachella, and Taylor Swift was in attendance. So he can say both, I play Coachella, and he can also say, I played for Taylor Swift. Because did you see the video of Taylor Swift reacting to his remix of Cruel Summer?
No.
So someone took a video from like outside of the VIP area of Taylor Swift, like hanging out, and James Kennedy is playing Cruel Summer. It's like, Cruel Summer, you know, and Taylor Swift is like singing along to her own song, and she's having the best time singing her song. And then James starts to remix it and starts going, cruel, 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 cruel. And she just like gets this look on her face like, what the fuck are you doing to my song? And she like looks at the stage like, what is happening here? Who is doing that? Who is that scrawny, unfamous person destroying my song?
That's funny. I thought it was going to be a hero story. Like, oh my God. And then she loved it. And then she put her arm in the air and started like dancing and like mouthing the words.
Well, I mean, there was a lot of debate online about like, was she really mad or was she just surprised because she wasn't expecting the remix to kick in at that moment? Was she delighted? To me, it looked like she was like, what the fuck?
Taylor Swift does have that kind of look on her face, though, at all times. She's got a what the fuck kind of, what the fuck? She's got a what the fuck kind of look on her face because she's got those squinty eyes. She's just always like,
yeah. I never felt bad for Taylor Swift until this Coachella, seeing how she's been tortured by these Bravo celebrities who've invaded her space.
Yeah.
Between Teresa and James Kennedy, Taylor Swift deserves better.
Yeah, I think so. But you know what? We don't have any better. This is what you get. Just suck it up.
There are ambassadors.
The rest of us don't have velvet ropes separating us, okay? We actually have to be on the ground with these people. So, Villa Rosa, Lala Sperm Donor Party, who's lost their sperm all over my cat? Oh, sorry, it's just Pashmina's, this is just Pandora's Pashmina. Rosia, would you take this to Pandora?
Who let the sperm out? Woof, woof, woof. So, there's like, it's like a very Vanderpump party. It's like very floral garden party. Chateau chic, you know, the usual like gaudy overuse of flowers and everything, but it's all for like picking out sperm donors. And there's like a cocktail list that says, who's your daddy? Who's your daddy menu? And Lala's like, I think that like everyone should like come in. They can like mingles and they can like talks. And then like once we have like some full bellies, pun intended, we're going to play pin the sperm on the vaginas. And Lisa's like, oh God, why did I sign up for this?
Such a cringy party. So the girls come with the gays. And Lala's like, I'm just a couple of hours away from choosing my baby's daddy. I have so many people who are supportive of me and love my daughters. And I just know that we're going to love on this new baby, whether or not it's got the spirit of Tupac inside of it.
One quick thing, because since you said Tupac, it made me think about Coachella again, which is that someone wrote a comment saying, like, I wonder if Taylor realized she was listening to the white Kanye West, which whoever said that, you are a very funny person. Okay, Jenna, we have some more Jenna times. Jenna's having a big season on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, how have she's they like, not made her oh my- full-time? She goes,
I know.
Oh my God, we're going to see men. We're going to see men. Get it?
See men. See men. See men.
I usually save this for my like yoga laughs sessions, which is going really well.
Allie's like, do you need me to do some Seinfeld to punctuate that? No? Okay.
Hey, why did the dog jump up on the giraffe? I don't know, but down dog. Down dog, everybody. Down
dog. As someone who took a yoga class last night, this is hitting a little too close to home. The yoga teacher is like, there's no better way to say it. You just have to look like you're humping the air, everyone. Humping the air. Seaman. So Ali Bali is checking on Katie because she heard it was heated at girls' night. So Ali's like, it sounded like you were a little miserable and getting upset about a lot of things really easily, Katie. And Katie goes, I'm miserable and getting upset about things easily? Who said that? As she's actively miserable and getting upset.
Getting upset easily. At a party, at a pink party at Vanderpump's house, which is like a girly, frilly baby shower. Everybody is literally in pink. Katie's in like a black Stevie Nicks outfit. Like, what do you mean Kate I'm miserable?
She is leaning into emo this season.
I was dying laughing. She's actually cracking me up so much this year. It's like, what do you mean I'm miserable?
Ali goes, I think it's pretty clear you're miserable.
Yeah. And she goes, well, who said I'm miserable? And she goes, Lala. Also, it's cracking me up. Ali has some weird thing where she's like not emotionally affected by anything. And it is so hilarious to watch because she does not even care. The producers are like, okay, here's what you need to do.
What?
go tell Katie she's miserable.
Okay, Katie, you're miserable.
What?
Yeah, who said it? Lala, go get her.
Like, Sally does not give a fuck about anything.
Because I'm a girl's girl. I'm from a small town. Don't understand highways. So, by the way, Allie's song sounds a lot like I Just Want to Grow Up. I'm just going to put that out there. Just putting that out there.
Like I'm a Toys R Us kid or the Melania?
The Melania. Sort of all the same, if you think about it. So now we go back. We cut back over to Ariana's house where Tom Schwartz comes over. And Sandoval sitting in a chair moping. And we see Craig, Tom's new assistant, who we saw briefly last week. And Schwartz's like, oh my God, Craig, are you guys like a duo now? You guys kind of like match. That's amazing.
He's like, Sandoval's like, yeah. And Craig's like, yeah, we're together all the time.
Craig, you got time to shroom. You got time to broom, bro. Good to clean in, sir.
Yeah, I first met Craig because he was like a bartender at Schwartz and Sandy's, and like things didn't like work out with Anne. So like Craig is like coming on board, and like if anything, like this guy can be like my stunt double. It's pretty cool. Just don't tell JoJo Siwa, because I think she'd be kind of offended if she realizes she's carrying Craig on her back instead of me.
Clea Duvall is busy. I tried.
She's on Top Chef these days.
It was crazy seeing Clea Duvall on Top Chef. She really does still look like Tom.
I know. What was her challenge again? Was that the one with the doors? No, it wasn't.
Was it the Frank Lloyd Wright challenge? No, it was the week.
No, I think actually
it was the balls. Wasn't it the ball? The why can I not remember the croquettes?
Was that the one where Clea Duvall judged something? They had to do
something. Wasn't it a quick fire? It was a quick fire, I think.
It was a quick fire. Yeah. Unfortunately, she hasn't won enough Oscars to do an elimination challenge. Bless her soul, Clea.
Okay, so Schwartz comes over, and so does his terrible haircut, who's like its own person now. And so they sit together, and Sandoval's like,
I have a proposition for you.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, don't say it. No, you're going to make me say my favorite word.
What's that?
The optics are horrible for me. So basically,
wait a minute, you have a proposition. Oh, wait a minute. I can stay in your house and you can stay in my house and it'll be like a vacation. Neither one of us is really excited for, but then we both fall in love with other people and Kate Winslet plays me.
No, dude, you can move in with me.
Oh, the optics of that.
No, the optics are terrible. I'm already working through this blonde hair.
He's like, no, they're not, dude.
He's like, oh man, someone will make voodoo dolls of me and pin them.
Yeah, didn't someone already do that?
Yeah, Katie. Katie did.
Ow!
I just got pinned by her.
So it's like, what would be my rent?
Oh, it's only $6,000, bro.
He's like, I can't pay $6,000. Oh, $6,000. Oh my God.
He's like, you pay $4,500 a month now, bro.
You pay $4,500 for that apartment in the valley? Are you nuts? What is happening in that
wild
town? That is crazy.
Oh, I cannot, in good conscience, put $6,000 towards something that I'm not going to get a return on. It's like, well, you put a lot of money into your marriage, so there's that too. Oh, but I'm not building equity in here.
And your
never
bar.
Had it there either.
And your other bar.
And your bar. And your hair. Oh, I'm a little boy.
Your bar that you don't really own because your business partner owns it. Both bars.
The optics are horrible.
Oh my God, the optics are terrible. So he's like, they would call us two nincompoops. And he's like,
no, they wouldn't, bro. They'd be like, you got your cool.
It's like, no. Oh my God, we're the girls. This is the first time I've ever wanted to hang out with the girls. Are they at the sperm donor party?
Yeah, they're at Jizz Fest. Come on, you're supposed to laugh at that, assistant.
You can't say that. The optics are so bad. Meanwhile, no. Lala's like,
swallow or walla, bitches.
Jenna's like, see, men, because I'm seeing men. Why is no one laughing at this joke yet? Okay, everyone, before we start picking the donors and going through our binders, I want to play a little game, okay? So I've got sperms up here, and I want to first say thank yous for helping me pick a donor. You're all here because I love you so much, and oh my gosh, I'm actually getting, like, emotional already about to play. I can't believe me introducing the pin the sperm on the vaginas game is making me emotional right now.
Yeah, she's like, guys, because it's just one good thing I've got in my life. It's that I'm a good mama.
I'm a good mama. She's like, oh my God, you're such a good mama. You are such a good mama. She's like, yeah, I'm a good mama. Mamas and me bellies. Me bellies. So I'm a mama's. So she's like, this is fun, but obviously we're picking my baby daddy right now. So that's been the sperm on the vaginas.
Oh no, how did I get roped into this? This is so wild. Absolutely not. I'm not secretly aroused by this whatsoever. Oh dear.
So
how am I supposed to know where a vagina is? I can't even find mine. Ah! Ken looks for it, well, when he's allowed to, twice a year. Get it!
Here's one more, one more. He's used to fumbling around in the dark. Maybe he'd do a better job at this game. That's how you do it, Ali.
So then people play the game, and it's, you know, it's like kind of cringe. And Lala's like, okay, bitches and gays, let's pick up fucking donors.
Now I want you to meet Brian. Brian's with the California Cryobank.
And Brian's like, hey, everybody, just want you to know I just spooged in one of these vials. Okay, it's the mystery spin. It's the mystery spin.
Yeah, so he's at Cryobank, which is actually not a bank where you deposit your tears, which is making me a little sad. So, okay, first is donor number one.
I could have just made a deposit with all of my I'm a good mama's tears. But
no, I'm getting emotional now. I'm picking the mints. Okay, donors number ones. Okay, he's like, he really has it all. He's tall, he's 6'2", and he has an athletic build. Okay, and he's also kind, polite, and friendly, which we all know are genetic traits. And he also has a gentle demeanor. I'm like, gentle. What is the genetic sequence for gentle and calm and polite?
Also, gentle people don't call themselves gentle. I'm telling you that right now. You know who's called gentle? Dogs that bite you from the pound. Like, he's gentle, usually gentle.
If only Emily Post knew that she didn't have to write these books. She just had to, like, just had to look for the genetic coding for being polite.
Yeah, that's all you really need. So we all know that they're going to pick this guy because this is Bravo, and the only thing anybody cares about is height. And this guy's 6'2", so he wins. And he's thin. So,
yeah.
This is unfair to do to your other child. I haven't even seen your other child, so I'm not shaming your other child. I'm just saying you can't have one Rand baby and then another 6'2" model baby. That's just not fair. You need to, ask Danny DeVito if his sperm is available. You can't just be giving your children such an uneven life, okay?
Yeah, we've seen that movie. So she knows, like, oh my God! Like, it's literally starring Danny DeVito.
It literally she is. Like,
that's what I thought you were referencing.
I wasn't, but I mean, I guess I was without knowing it. But yeah, it's that. And also, when you're telling it on national TV, going, I just want one baby that's mine. Like, you can't do like that. It's like, that's the other one's Rand's. This one's mine. It's tall. Mine's the tall ones.
She's literally acting like she's a musician doing a solo act.
Rand's like, baby is the one slapping people with fried chicken breasts. Mine is the one over here winking at everybody. Looks kind of winking like Brandon's now that I think about it.
So Sheena's like, oh my God, bachelor number one, his favorite song is Grown Ocean and his favorite animal is lion. We're done here. I'm like, yes, two more things that will genetically be passed down as a favorite song is Grown Ocean.
Yeah. So now donor number two is he's got a master's degree. Okay, which he probably paid for by coming. And Allie's like, oh my God, it's a master's in art history. What a sag.
Oh, I like this number two because his family, his favorite animal is a dog. You got to have this guy. I'm like, wow, I can't believe they found someone whose favorite animal is a dog. It's like needle in a haystack, am I right?
This baby's going to be like, I like sugar. Like, ooh, what a deep, different baby you've got.
But Ariana does not like this guy. Ariana's like, word of advice for all potential sperm donors when you're filling out your profile. Be thorough and heartfelt in your answers because you are in it. Because are you in it for the right reasons? It's like, oh, wow. Real syntax burn right there.
She's already ready for her Love Island gig. Why are you even here? So the next one, donor number three, has a major in accounting and finance, and his biggest passion is cooking.
And Lala's mom goes, that's great because you don't cook. It's like, well, you can have the baby make the meals.
Lala's like, we're not shopping for the mats, just the sparks. So now it's time to vote. And Allie's like, this is so hard, Lala. Until it gave you the sample. Then it went down for a while. And then it came back up because that's how I was built, ladies.
Brandon, please stop touching the vagina on the pin the sperm on the vagina. We're voting mouth.
So I guess if I have to explain it, the joke is that semen, because I'm visually seeing men, but the thing that comes out of the boner is called semen. I feel like it was a good joke, everyone. It was a good joke. So of course I choose donor number one, and they're like, "Oh my god!" Lala's like, "Oh my god, you guys! I have my freaking donors!" And Katie's just like clapping like Nicole Kidman. She has her like fingers like magnetically opposed from each other. And
Katie's Lala's like, plan, "I literally hate this party."
She hates everything about it.
She's like, please.
Katie's the only one who realizes. Katie's the only one who realizes that all three donors are Brian. You guys are stupid. It's just him.
She's like, I just saw that guy coming into a vial. Just saw him
He has the same haircut as Ralph Wiggum. Like, of course it's him.
Ralph Wiggum. Okay, so she picks, guess who? The tall one, everybody. She picks the tall one. Everybody's super excited because guess who they all voted for? The fucking tall one, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so then, let's see.
We go back to James and Ali's house under the plane. So James is playing like football with Hippie, and he's like, you didn't touch me, you stupid dog, you stupid untouching dog. And then they go inside, and Mr. Banks is just there licking his paw like, I'm just in a house of morons. What am I doing here?
He's got a point, that's for sure. So Ali's like, I went to a sperm party, and there were no birth charts, but I need to see birth charts, because they were like, we can't disclose the location of birth. And I was like, but that's very important, because all I care about is let me see your GPA in high school and your sun sign.
It's
like, but you're with James.
How
was James's GPA in high school? Well, I don't think it was great. I was just going to go out on a limb and guess that it wasn't great.
I think the his letter grades were YOUSTUPIDFUCKINGFATWHORE. Your GPA was, you stupid fucking whore. Fat. Don't forget the fat part, Ali. So Ali is like, by the way, I don't know if I want to have babies because I'm like not ready. It's like, seems like it'd be fun, but like, I don't know. It's boring. I don't want to do it. I'm just going to sit from this enormous Yeti cup that's the size of a player piano.
And he just starts crying immediately. And she's like, yeah, I don't know, because I literally never felt to have babies, you know? And all my friends, they're like, they're called to. That's like, they want it, but I don't. And he's like, it's like, but yeah, like they dream about it. I don't dream about it. I don't like have a Pinterest board about it.
Ali, but these are the things that I want. And these are the things that I've worked my whole life for. I mean, sort of work, but in quotation marks, I guess you'd say.
About? How have you worked your whole life for a wife and child? What are you even saying right now?
Where did that come from? You don't even have a job. It's like,
Yep, he does.
So I'm a DJ who sits on toilet paper and plays from the balcony of a little bar. Listen, I see that picture with you, and I see kids with you, and it scares me when you say I'm not ready. And it's like, well, we've been together for a year and a half, and like, it's really like, I don't want to do what I do and care and be with someone for 5 years, come to find out it was all bullshit, and I never met anything anyway.
This is the part that I realized that Ali is kind of my hero, because she just stares at him while he's like sobbing and going on. She's like, yeah. That's it. That's her reaction. She's like, uh-huh. She just nods. She's like, yeah. And he's like, but everything I've gone through, it's leading me up to, I just want you. It's breaking my fucking heart. She's like, yeah.
Yeah. I know kids are rewarding, but what was rewarding for me was finding a way to make this Yeti cup fit in the dishwasher. It's so big.
You really can't take these anywhere, unlike children. You know what I'm called to do? Carry a Yeti cup everywhere I go.
This
The love chapter for me has never been what I thought it was going to be when I was younger, you know? You think you're just going to meet that person like Kristen Doty and fall in love and spit on their door. But didn't work out that way,
did
it?
You think you could just, like, fuck your friend? You think you can just fuck your mate's girlfriend to get on a TV show and it's just going to all work out to be a love story? But it doesn't quite do it, does it? It's like I spit on that door for nothing.
One moment you're giving her, sending her flowers, the next moment you're watching her spittle trickle down the doorway from the peephole down to the little crack at the bottom.
So, Allie's like, well, I mean, I do see a future with you. Hold on, let me close my eyes so I can see it clearly. I see myself being like, bye, and then putting my Yeti into a suitcase. Carrying it downstairs.
I'm a real girl's girl. I'm from a small town.
Allie, bye.
Sorry. I saw my music video.
For a minute, I saw myself getting on a plane, but that vision's gone. It's back.
James, stop trying to spit on the plane. It's not a door.
You stupid fat slut.
Oh, just you got it in my eye, didn't I?
So now we go over to Tom Tom for the first pump brunch featured at Tom Tom. And Lisa walks in and sees her former pump waiter. She's like, oh, my pump boys. The pink pump has turned Tom teal. Ooh, trademark that, someone. I want to put on a t-shirt.
So, guys, it's brunch for the first time ever. So, Sandoval comes, his sunglasses. He's like, yeah, I'm me, Tom Sandoval. Autographs. Hold on. Fog machine. Thanks, Craig. All right, everybody, it's me, Tom Sandoval.
And so James is like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for you being such a loser and me calling you out on it. Let's be friends, bro.
And he's like, yeah, that's cool, man. I don't want to ruin this moment. I picked out this look from Liz Claiborne, so let's just have a good day. So James is like, you know, after talking to Ali, I have to remember to be the bigger person in these conversations. You know, the more important things in life that going on in my life than fighting and arguing with Tom Sandoval.
Yeah. And so then Lala is telling Schwartz, you look like Kenth, like that bad Kenth.
Oh, no, I don't. I don't look like Ken. The optics of that are terrible.
So then Ali Bali is complimenting Sheena's outfit. She's like, thank you. Summer dressed me today.
And then this enormous slab of steak arrives at the table for brunch. Like, what? So then
this is Lala's... the biggest brunch food I've ever seen. And the whole thing about Tom Tom is it's healthy. It's not junk food. It's like really, I mean, I'm not saying this is junk, but wasn't it fries and shit? I don't think this is on brand. Here's something we forgot to bring up,
like,
earlier,
a good steak, though,
which was the music video. And I'm sorry, I won't take us back there for too long, but at this music video they did, does Sheena even sing that song? Because it's sung by a guy that they even show in the music video singing the song, but Sheena's not singing
verse. She has a guest verse. Don't you remember when she was in the recording booth where she's like, we got this brownie started. Apple.
Have a good time.
So Lala's like, by the way, Ali and Katie, like, what were you guys talking about at the donuts parties? And Katie's like, well, she said a paintball that seems like I'm miserable and getting angry at everything. So I'm going to pretend to laugh because I'm like not miserable. And look, I'm not wearing black because I'm not like angry. See, it's like ridiculous that you'd even say that. Ha ha ha. Change your mind. Ha ha.
And she's like, I didn't say that word, Alice. Did I say that word miserable? And she's like, I don't know. I was trying to think of the word, but all I could think of is how I don't want babies with James. She's like, that's hilarious. Did you tell him?
I'll accept that.
Did you laugh while he cried? Yeah.
Did Mr. Banks point his paw at him and laugh too? Because that would have been great.
Was it a cryobanks? I really want to send my tears somewhere.
Mr. Cryobanks. He runs the banks, right? So Lala's like, she's like, okay, well, I was going to have a conversation with you, Katie, because I feel like maybe you're not in a happy space, even though you're trying to look happy right now. And Katie's like, you're wrong. I'm really happy.
I'm super, super happy. She says, well, I just want to know that I don't trigger you, because when you said at Girls Night that you don't feel like I'm loyal or consistent, Katie's like, well, I feel like your softness is going to people that are like not the most deserving people. And I feel like you're more like defensive with me lately.
Yeah, but you know what? I think because, like, you and I were, like, inseparable last years, and, like, friends go through things, they go through life changes, and, like, you and Ariana, like, very close now, and, like, I don't know where my place is with you, because I've gone through things.
This is so Lala. To be poking at someone and villainizing them the entire season, and purposely going to lunch with these men and stuff who fucked them over and being like, they deserve another chance. Where was this respect when I got dumped for me? So like, you're going out of your way to fuck with these people. And then you're like, you've been mistreating me this whole
I know. You've
been mistreating me this whole year and putting them on the defensive. It's very classic, Lala.
And Ariana grabs Lala's hand, which is like, it presents like, oh, you know, we're here for you. But it's really saying like, go fuck yourself. Yeah. So Lala's like, you know, and I get it. I have a kid. And Ariana's like, well, can we just like all have like a night where we just like lay in bed and do nothing? Kitty's like, no, we're not on Summer House. I don't have a person or a boyfriend or a kid. I really don't even have a plant at this point. I have all the time in the world. Like, I literally have nothing to do. So don't feel like I don't have time for you, because like, that makes me feel sad. I just sit in my apartment with two easels up and hope someone comes by and wants to paint with me.
So Sheena's like, well, maybe it's just one of the things that I've learned getting closer with Lala is that like, she needs people to check on her a little more. Like, she needs to hear like, ding, what are you doing? And like, ding, what are you doing? And then we find out that Lala's even more full of bullshit, because yeah. Lala's like, oh yeah, okay. So I do have a kid, and I haven't spent any time with you or made any effort towards you. So that's true. But we need to show up for each other. No. You're like, I have a baby, so I'm going to ignore all of my friends, which is valid. You know, I have friends with babies and I get it. Yeah, but babies. You're ignoring all your friends, and then you're trying to guilt trip her because she's calling you out for talking shit about her.
And now you're about to have another baby. So you'll be even more MIA. And then she's going to pull the card of like, I'm going through a lot right now. I had like a baby and I have like a toddlers, and it's like so much. I need people to check in on me.
Oh, jeez.
So, meanwhile, Schwartz is
right. You are. I'm like, God damn it.
I know. Now Schwartz is like cheersing with randoms and everything. And James is DJing. And so they start to play Apples.
Did you notice this one girl who is like getting down and dirty dancing in the front? And her friend was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Stop at this. We are on television. You look crazy. Please stop it.
So Apples is like, how you like them apples? How you like them apples? Apples, 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 apples. And then Sandoval is like, by the way, Schwartz, I got something from Doug. He has another property we can move into, but like, I'll give you some time to think about it. Cause like, after living with Ariana, who's like pretty much an enemy, and like being able to coexist in that house, I've realized, oh wait, what I've realized, you'll never get to know. Cause here comes Sheena. Oh.
Hi, how's everything going? Because I know there's been a podcast that's been talking about you, and that must really, really hurt you.
He's like, yeah, it's been so hard.
She's like, yeah, well, I feel betrayed and hurt, and so, like, I'm not going to get any closure either. So, okay, anyway, I'm not going to get an email. Okay, like, I just wanted to talk about something. Okay, so I came out with a song. Congratulations to me. Thank you. Where's my Grammy? Thank you. You based brunch on me? That's amazing. Thank you so much. Okay, so there's a couple of lines in it, and I just wanted to say they're open to interpretation.
But there is one line where it says, from a Ferrari to a Jetta, like, thought you knew better. Like, because, you know, like, you went from something gold to, like, something that's, like, not, and, like, you can do better. And he's like, oh, man! And Schwartz is like, that could be anybody! And he says, you know, the song is open interpretation, except for the fact that Rachel used to literally drive a Jetta! Oh, God, the optics of this song are terrible! I think that on the flip side, it implies that at one point in Tom Sandoval's life, he had access to a Ferrari. So there.
Yeah.
It's a very complimentary song.
Yeah. also, it's really dissing Tom. I mean, it's dissing Tom, but it's mostly dissing Raquel, right? I mean, she's calling Raquel a Jetta. So.
Yeah. And she was like, you're not going to be able to hate it. He goes, you know what? You feel differently if you went through what I went through and I was writing a song about you, but that's okay. It's fine. Just capitalize off my pain. Now, excuse me. I'm going to storm out of here and put on my dipped out t-shirt.
Excuse me. I've got to put on a lightning bolt and you know, do a set about Schwartz's mom in a fog machine as people scream, Scandal, bitch!
I feel like Sheena and I had come like a long way and we're really starting to become friends again. And then it's like, oh, go profit off my pain. I'm like, again, do we want to go look at the t-shirt that says dipped out right now?
Yeah,
the shirt that off, is about bro. You cheating.
Loser. Just please, you know what? I think it would be so much easier to forgive Sandoval if he would just stop singing. But I feel like the fact that he shows up late everywhere and the fact that he keeps assaulting people's ears with no regards, I mean, surely he knows he can't sing. No one is that crazy. Like, even if you're surrounded by yes men, you've heard people online being like, please stop. Like,
yeah.
Don't you get noise complaints? Like, how are you getting away with this? I mean, I think that that is just proof of how little respect he has for human beings in general.
And then he goes, I mean, it's just like, oh, okay, you're going to make a song. It's just going to be like, oh, Tom's going to be collateral damage in this. I don't give a shit. I got to put my track out. Sir, you cheated on your girlfriend of 10 years and had basically very faux remorse about it.
I'm so
bored. He's going to be the one to talk about collateral damage.
I'm so bored with him. He's just like, he's never going to learn. He's just going to be that sad, douchey guy. He's aged 10 years and two. And we're just going to watch him slowly decline and say the same things over. I think James was right. He's like, he's going to be that washed up guy in a karaoke club, pulling his dick penis out of his jacket, being like, I played this on TV one time, you know, with the cracks that he had to have glued together from Anne. And oh, it's just.
Yeah, and he goes, if Sheena was really caring about mending things, she wouldn't have done this. Sheena does not care about mending things. She cares about staying on the TV show and shooting with whoever the producers want her to shoot with. That's all she wants. And if you knew Sheena at all, you knew the very first thing she was going to do was try to capitalize off of this, which shows that you don't know Sheena at all.
Well, you know who else is annoyed that they're trying to capitalize? From both sides
now. What?
I'm sorry, what'd you say? What were you singing?
I was just singing a little song about Sheena. That's all. Go on.
You know who else is very hurt by Sheena's song? I'm trying to think of his name. I was going to say Robin Williams, but he's R.I.P. Sorry.
Casey Kasem.
No, also R.I.P. The guys from Good Will Hunting. Because that's Good Will Hunting. You can't just be like, what are you referencing Good Will Hunting
Matt
like
Damon.
30 years later? It's like, guess what, guys? How about them apples? Matt Damon, yeah. Sorry, I blew that one. What a day. What a day.
What a day.
This has been a lunatical podcast. I have no idea what we even talked about. It was so fun. This was a Vanderpump orgy. I mean, it was, we talked about 5 episodes of Vanderpump Villa today.
And tomorrow we talk about the Valley. Tomorrow we talk about Jax.
We're leaving this recap to go take notes on the Valley.
Jax, you knocked over the kike at Cruz's birthday. Hey.
So if you want to roll in the Vanderpump mud with us, go to Patreon. We've got our first 5 episode catch up deal, our first 4 episode catch up. And then we have a recap coming out later this week for that. So go join Patreon, and thank you for everybody being here and on video and on Patreon, everything else. And go get your tickets for our European trip. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, see everyone on the next episode. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Stroll in the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trott.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches.
bitches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We forever love Ava.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a can, and Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch Our Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.